Scholastic Audio presents Floors by Patrick Carman, read by Jesse Bernstein. You will prosper in the field of wacky inventions. Final words of New York business tycoon Walter E. Whippet, spoken to his son, Merganser. Merganser Whippet was an impulsive young man of 15 when he raced into his father's room just in time to hear these fateful words. Merganser had just finished his 10th consecutive year of boarding school, during which his father had been busy building a financial empire. Needless to say, the two had never been close. The words were not the sort of thing Merganser's father was known for saying. People close to the old man would have expected something like, "Buy cheap, sell high, and whatever you do, don't squander the family fortune." But 12 seconds later, Walter E. Whippet was dead. "You will prosper in the field of wacky inventions," were the only words of advice Merganser had been given. If only Merganser had known they were spoken by a man who'd been talking gibberish for weeks, things might have turned out differently. Chapter 1. To the Roof. Leo Fillmore awoke to the sound of snipping. It was Mr. Phipps, the gardener, trimming and shaping the bushes outside the small window, his ghostly shadow moving across the basement walls. Every Monday at the crack of dawn,